Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm not drunk, I'm autistic. I'm Nara Birch, and today I wanted to talk about a specific kind of social event, namely, era of Thanksgiving, which means Thanksgiving Eve, for you non-Jews out there. And I'm sure many of you in America are going to be attending some kind of social events, especially with your family or friends or whatnot, you know, as humans do. So I just kind of wanted to talk about those in general and maybe some, like, tips and tricks to make either yourself or your tistic the most comfortable they can be. So let me just preface this by saying, just keep in mind that my experience with family events is colored by my familial abuse. Allegedly, my parents told all of my cousins never to talk to me because they never knew what could set me off. And I always thought that everyone just hated me. I never understood why they ignored me. And then once they were old enough to, like, realize that my parents were assholes and they started to try to talk to me, I just was convinced that they all were making fun of me because they had never tried to talk to me before, and I just kind of acted as weird as possible to get them to leave me alone because I thought they were just making fun of me. Anyways, I never had good family dinner experiences. However, that does mean that I had a lot of good coping mechanisms. I also had a very large family, and, like, often with Thanksgiving or, like, Passover, we would be at my aunt's house. Just, like, Passover is, like, another holiday. And she would have, like, 60 or 70 people there. So it wasn't a small event. So a lot of my events had just a lot of people, which I fucking hated. That's not the best thing. Not to say that not all autistics are the same, but I would venture a guess and say that a 70-person social event would be pretty overwhelming for most autistics. Especially because I had no allies. Like, I truly didn't. I didn't have family I could really talk to. It seemed like everybody was just disinterested in me. I would always have books. Books were my savior. Oh, books were my savior. I could read. I could just sit in the corner and read. I guess nowadays people have phones, which is honestly, it's another good technique. Like, I don't like to look like I'm on my phone. Generally, I'm just browsing the Yarn database or reading a book on it. But, like, I guess it's socially acceptable. It's okay. I feel like it looks kind of rude, so I try not to do it unless, like, I need to, but whatever. Let me talk about, like, what I'm doing this Thanksgiving, since I don't have a family to go to. I'm actually going to be making dinner for my fiance's family. We're going to be making dinner together. His parents took us shopping, and we got a lot of the stuff, and then I went shopping today and got even more stuff. We have a whole menu planned. It's going to be a good time. That's another thing with Thanksgiving is my mom would just always really be mean to me. Like, I remember one year I accidentally used the softened butter that she was using for her thing for my turkey because I thought it was for me. And you would have thought I murdered my sister. Like, you literally would have thought that I firebombed our house the way she flipped out on me. So, I don't know. It's kind of nice to get to be able to take it back and, like, enjoy this holiday. Because it's a nice holiday. Like, I know it's, like, bad, like, because we're basically celebrating genocide of the indigenous people of this land. But, like, the food's good. I like the food, and I like the time of the year that it happens, so I'm just going to focus on that. That's another technique. When it comes to food, especially for autistic people, that is such a big thing, both sensory and trigger wise. Like, I know when I'm hungry, like, Jesus Christ, I can't function. I truly can't. And, like, when you go to an event, like a Thanksgiving dinner, you're not always working on your own schedule. It's somebody else's schedule. So, like, feed your tistic. That's, you know what? If you're going to use your autism as an excuse for anything, use it as an excuse to go first in the fucking food line. Like, just do it. It works. I've done it. My parents used to do it, honestly, to get us to cut in line. Like, I know it's probably not a good thing, but, like, at that point when dinner was finally served, I was just so hungry and I needed to fucking eat. I needed to eat. And another thing is, like, the sensory aspect. Make sure that there's something that you as an autistic or your autistic that you're taking care of has food that they eat. Like, luckily I am in control of my entire dinner this time. But like, sometimes I'll get sad because, like, I really like stuffing, but if it has pine nuts or something in it, I don't get to eat stuffing. And that's, like, my main, like, the thing I want the most, and it's just always sad. So I'm making stuffing this year, and I'm making sure we have a pine nut one and a regular one, just for me and the 12-year-old to enjoy. But yeah, if there is a way to figure out how to have food that your autistic eats, that's just, it's a small thing, but it's, like, it's important. It's important. And also, like, the last thing is you can leave. You really can. And don't make your autistic feel like it's their fault. My parents used to do that. They would just tell me I would ruin things, like, always if I had to leave somewhere because I got overwhelmed. And that's not fair. Like, I get it. It's an event that you've been looking forward to. You've been looking forward to seeing your family and, like, being at the event, but, like, it can be overwhelming. It really is. And I can't even imagine how easier my life would have been if my parents could have respected me getting overwhelmed. And I know occasionally they did. I'm not saying they didn't every single time. I will admit that. But, like, a lot of the time it would just be like, we can't do anything because of you. And my ex-spouse would also say the same things. Because sometimes I get overwhelmed and I need to go. I can't handle it. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with saying you can't handle it and you've enjoyed yourself and you need to leave. That's another thing. My ex-spouse would insist that we would, like, go to my family's house for dinner and his family's house for dessert. And that's just, it was a lot of driving. Holy fuck, it was like an hour and a half of driving along with two social events. And I would explain, I can't handle that. I can't. And my spouse would just scream at me until it was easier to be like, okay, we're fucking doing it then. We're doing it. I don't know. I get that holidays are stressful, but let's just not even celebrate Thanksgiving, but just this time of year, and at least the fall when you're in this hemisphere, just the fallness of it, and just, like, enjoy yourself and enjoy your meals, and just know that if you are overwhelmed, it's okay to go, and you're not ruining anything, and you're taking care of yourself, and that's the most important thing. Yeah, I think that's it. We'll keep it a little short. Thank you guys for listening. I have social medias. I have two Instagrams. I have Fuck You Up Fairy with underscores in between each word is my regular Instagram, and Hearth Fairy Fibers is the Instagram where I have all of my knitwear for sale. You can also type in Nara Birch and both of them will pop up. You can email me at theautisticpinup@gmail.com if you have any questions or anything. And I have a Buy Me a Coffee link as well as offer trainings and articles. Thank you guys so much for listening. If I do have to say something I am thankful for, I'm truly thankful for, like, the fact that I'm get to create this like awesome little community. I know, like whenever the people I don't talk to people on a truly regular basis, but I have people who listen to the podcast who I get to we'll text each other every now and then, seeing how each other is, or like being like, oh my gosh, you're amazing, I love you so much, and it's just back and forth, and it's just, it truly lights my soul up, and I just really appreciate the fact that I get to talk and ramble about autism and people actually want to listen, and it actually helps people. Like, I'm making a difference, and I just truly appreciate all of you guys for listening. Yeah, that's it. Thank you. I will talk to you later. Bye.